Ladies and gentlemen, step right up. Let's go see the elephant. Well, I'm a roadrunner, honey.
We're going to see tonight. Talking about road running. Did you see the procession? We'll talk about that here in a minute. All right, you're in the right place because you are listening to the American Adversaries. It is drive time. It is prime time as we come to you live on FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer. Got a full house tonight, folks. Got a big show. This is going to be one of our classic editions of the American Adversaries. Speaking of classic editions, got Mike McBath sitting over here in the driver's seat.
Well, it's good to be here. And then for our Kaepernick fans, you know, our good friend Colin Dopernick is actually how they should define it. He's finally affecting the entire NFL. The ratings for the last 2 weeks on ESPN were down over 11%.
Imagine that.
Colin, you're doing a great job. And if I were the owners, Colin, you either stand up or you're off the team, buddy.
Out of the league.
And out of the league. See you later.
All right. Well, we got the big show lined up, as I said. Got a full house. Mike McBath. Got Rachel Cohen in here tonight. Hey, Rach, how you doing?
I'm very happy to be here.
Got Rick Brown in the studio. Rick?
I'm a day early, but not a dollar late.
Because you're going to Maryland tomorrow.
I am heading to the People's Republic of Maryland tomorrow.
Because somebody's getting married in Maryland.
My niece is getting married, and she chose to do it in the place where there's no civil liberty that isn't too sacred to destroy.
All right, and we got Nick LoCicero on the bridge. 407-774-8255 is the number. And, of course, as I've been telling you over the last few days, we have a very special guest in the studio with us tonight, and it is Dolly Kyle. Dolly, it's a pleasure to have you around here.
You guys are so much fun already.
Well, this is a swinging group, Dolly.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
Not in every way, but...
All right. We got, as I said, we got Dolly's going to be with us the whole night. So if you have some calls or, I mean, comments or questions for her, please give us a call. We've got a couple of autographed books that she's so graciously given us to give to a couple of our listeners. We are going to do that in a little while. Yeah, we're going to tease you with it a little while. So not that you need a reason to stick around. But anyway, we'll do that here in a little while later on in the show. Maybe we'll give a book away this hour and another book away next hour of the show. Kind of split it up a little bit, right?
I think it's a great idea.
Yeah. We already got a caller on the line. I'll get to him here in just a second, but yeah, I got the hot tip from Jenny, who spied Hillary's procession as it exited I-4 into the Lake Mary Heathrow area for Big John Morgan up there. Big John Morgan, you know, he throws these fundraisers anytime these guys, these clowns, come to town, and guess which vehicle seemed to be most represented in the parade or procession, if you will.
Now, this is...
Which type of vehicle?
This is John Morgan, right?
Well, it's Hillary Clinton going to John Morgan. She, from the front line this afternoon, she's... And this happened just moments ago.
Should I check the fenders? Is that important?
An armored car?
Ambulances.
Ambulances.
Ambulances. It was full of ambulances with the lights flashing and stuff, right? And motorcycle cops.
Right.
And the Scooby van right. made an appearance in Lake Mary a little while ago with Hillary inside.
And she's going to go home after this and rest, right? There's no more, I don't think there's any more events coming up.
Well, we actually...
Not this week.
Yeah, we invited her to come down and sit in on the show, you know, old friends from Arkansas.
I got friends in lowly places.
If looks could kill, I'd be dead right now. Dolly just gave me money.
You know, Ruth Hillary's book, you might be dead, buddy.
Chris.
What's that?
Speaking of looks, I have to say it, that I'm sitting across from Dolly,
And she is not deplorable. She is absolutely adorable.
Yeah.
And she is.
Beautiful. She is a beautiful woman.
Gorgeous.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you.
Enchanting
eyes.
I think
since they can't see her, but when they see her book or go on the web, she is enchanting.
And we're going to be talking all about that. That's going to be the exclusive topic du jour today.
This enchanted evening.
But, you know, it didn't dawn on me that Hillary may be going up to John Morgan's house for sort of kill two birds with one stone. Right, Rick?
Yeah. Do you think she needs a little go-go juice, a little medicine to get her through her seizures from her Parkinson's disease?
You wouldn't be talking about some of the ganja, would you?
We could just only hope she would tune in and listen to us.
I tell you what, she might learn a thing or two, right?
I wish she would tune in and drop out. That would be...
Yeah. But you know, that they say that marijuana is good for things like Parkinson's disease, so maybe she went up there to get some before the debate's coming up here.
Get a packet, head back to Washington.
It's back to Chappaqua, where she's going to take the rest of the week off to prepare for the debate coming up Monday night.
What a job. You hardly do anything. She didn't do anything beginning of the week, right?
Yeah.
They're going to run for something.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. All right, let's take Brad's call, and then we're going to go right to Dolly Kyle, because Brad wants to talk about some news that broke overnight over the last couple of days, actually. Brad, thanks for calling.
Good evening, guys. Good evening. Specifically, I wanted to hone in on the two shootings, the one in Charlotte and the one in Tulsa. It's really, really a good cross-section we have here, because the one in Charlotte, the man was armed and was shot by an African-American police officer. He was given a direct command to drop his weapon. He did not. The one in Tulsa, the man did have his hands up, but he was ignoring the commands by a female police officer to stop. He's going to get handcuffed. Stop again. No, he's continuing to slowly walk to his vehicle. Now, I believe the protocol is, after 7 or 8 times, if you don't stop and then you lean over into your vehicle, the police don't have much choice. They don't have to wait till you grab a weapon, whether or not there is a weapon. But my point is that this morning on CNN, they invited the whole family on before the man's even buried.
Yeah.
And it was a propaganda hit piece. He's a father. He's a brother. He's a son. Ted Bundy was all those things too. But there was no
that was a good one.
Yeah, my point is that you can clearly see the damage control that CNN is trying to put out here. What we have in this country right now is called very dangerous propaganda of police being vilified here.
Yeah.
And as we know, the Department of Justice said that whites are shot and killed way more often than blacks are. So in other words, half this country, the real deplorables, are the low-information voters who are buying all this BS.
Right.
And this, by the way, I hope you can talk on this in the next hour of your show, because it's very troubling what's going on here with the liberal CNN media.
All right. Thanks, Brad. I appreciate your call. And by the way, they weren't covering up or anything like that. They're perpetuating these lies in order to perpetuate the liberal mandate, if you will, the liberal agenda. And the liberal agenda is to nationalize the police forces, and this is a part of that. We're going to concentrate on Dolly Kyle and her book, because a lot of this that you were referring to with these shootings and the way Hillary reacts to it, I think is, let's just say, not her true feelings. So we're going to talk about her true feelings today. And as far as these events like this go, I'm not going to talk about the Tulsa one or the Charlotte one, other than to say that this is part of the liberal agenda to vilify the police so that they can federalize the police force. When it comes to these perpetrators who end up getting shot, it's what, 999,000 out of a million?
Right.
999,999 out of a million, they're committing, you know, they either have committed or living lives of crime.
Right.
And that never ends good unless you're a Clinton. Which brings us to Dolly Kyle. Well,
that's a life of crime.
And her book,
Big Time Crime.
Hillary, the Other Woman. Because a lot of your book, from what I understand, I haven't read it, but I'm going to get it and read it and start on it tonight.
No. Never started at night. I can't tell you how many people are angry. They said, I'm going to read a couple of chapters, then I'm going to sleep.
But it keeps them up all night.
4 o'clock in the morning, they send me an email cussing me out. It's not my fault. Don't read it at night.
Because this is about the criminal activities, if you will. That's my word, not Dolly's. Maybe she'll say that too. But this is as much about the criminal activities of the Clintons as anything else. But having said that, before I want to get some background on it first. But before we do that, why did you write this book and why did you write it now? You just told us downstairs that you started the book in January.
Yes. What happened? I was watching television, and I never watch it live. I watch recorded programs. So I don't know when Hillary filmed this thing, but I know everyone saw it. It was that commercial where she looked very sincerely into the camera and said that women who claim to have been raped and sexually assaulted should be believed. We need to support them. Well, I got so angry. I said, you lying hypocrite. And I picked up a shoe to throw it at the television, realized I had just gotten it for Christmas. That was a dumb idea. So instead, the next day, I started writing this book.
And it took you how long to write it?
I wrote 92,000 words in 65 days of writing. I took off on Sundays.
So do the math. That's a lot of
writing. Was she inspired by the Hillary?
Well, inspired, I think, is the right word.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's what
no,
listening
was
to the
my
lies.
Inspiration. Hillary was my inspiration.
Yeah. Dude, she'd be my perspiration.
Did you hear that, Hillary?
Hillary yeah. was my muse.
put the bong down a minute, Hillary, and listen to the show, all right? You can do the hits during the breaks, all right? But so you were inspired because, yeah, but she's more than just a hypocrite in that sense of the term. I mean, she's a hypocrite when it comes to race relations, from what I understand. She's a hypocrite when it comes to, criminal activity,
mm-hmm.
right? The whole nine yards. And this is what's in your book.
And do you know what you're going to love?
What's that?
The chapter called Hillary the Hunter.
Who? Now, what
Hillary
is she hunting?
The Hunter.
Is that in a cougar vein or
no,
what?
No. This is based on a story that she told. And knowing that she always tells the truth, I know you'll look forward to seeing this in my book.
All right.
And my conclusion about it.
All right. Let's get a little background on you. Because the other day when we found out you're going to be on the show, I came on the show and you had just gone to Pennsylvania that day.
Right.
He's a Penn State grad, Joe Paterno.
Go Lions. Right.
All right.
And did you ever play Arkansas Razorbacks, by the way?
No,
they were in the, actually you were
SEC?
In the
Southwest Conference.
Southwest Conference back then,
right.
Mm-hmm. right.
Back when it was Arkansas and all of Texas.
And all of Texas, right. But Arkansas was very good. Well, you have Jerry Jones, right? Didn't Jerry Jones play at
I'm
Arkansas?
Not going to talk about Jerry Jones.
Yeah, but I know he played at Arkansas, plus the other guy that's on, the white-haired guy had been a coach. A whole bunch of them came out of the University of Arkansas.
Well, that's true.
I don't know if that's good or bad, but they came out of there.
Jimmy Johnson
came out of the University of Arkansas.
Some other story,
that explains the hair.
Some other book. I'll talk about meeting Don Meredith in Dallas and
Is
all kinds
right?
of fun things.
Old Dandy
oh, yeah.
Don.
Right?
Dandy Don.
Oh, that's
I
exactly
had a crush
right.
on Dandy Don.
Oh, a lot of women did.
Well, I think so.
I bet more men had a crush on you, though. Now, listen, when we...
Including Dandy Don.
Ooh,
whoa.
Look out.
Hello, Betty.
Hi, Chihuahua. All right, so we ran a little contest when I announced on the show that you were going to be on, and the contest was, who is Dolly Kyle? All right, and we made it a ladies-only contest, and we didn't get many responses.
No one knows.
I put out a couple of little hints, and then
yeah, we got one, right?
Rosemary called in.
Yep.
And she... it was Rosemary, wasn't it, Nick? Yeah. And by the way, her birthday is this week.
Are we going to sing to her?
Rosemary's is?
Yeah.
Okay. Happy birthday, baby.
Okay. The thank you very
blue.
Much, Mike.
Yeah, what he said.
All right. So basically what I'm getting to is give us a little background. When you met Bill Clinton, how you met Bill Clinton. Were you born and raised in Arkansas?
I grew up in Hot Springs, and Billy grew up in Hot Springs after the age of about, 5, 6, when he moved there. He was born in Hope. I met Billy when I was 11, and he was 12 going on 13. We met on the golf course at the Belvedere Country Club.
You were golfing? You and he were golfing?
Not together, but yeah.
Okay, all right. It's just for young people like that, it's not...
Yeah, golfing at 11. Bill Clinton golf?
Well, he was 12 going on 13. I was 11, and he was not throwing newspapers and working jobs. Yeah. He was living the
privileged life.
Yeah, that's pretty affluent.
Well, actually, Uncle Raymond had the membership. And we've been such good friends, the families. I mean, I call Uncle Raymond Uncle Raymond, which is his Uncle Raymond.
Okay.
But not really his because he wasn't really a Clinton.
Right. You know, that was his stepfather.
Yeah. And if we go into all the ins and outs of Arkansas families, it'd be too much. So let's just leave it that. I met him on the golf course. It was an instant attraction, and I am here to tell you it was mutual.
Okay.
It was not just I had a crush on him.
Okay.
It was quite mutual.
Both ways.
Both ways. All right. Okay, let's go on.
And what happened from there?
Okay. Did you make it to the 18th green?
Actually, we met at the end of the game. We met at the 19th hole, on the way to the clubhouse.
And so were you going to the same school? Did you go to the same schools?
No, we didn't. Not until high school.
Okay.
And we went to Hot Springs High School. We graduated together in 1964. We were friends in high school, very good friends. And I did not have sex with that band major, Billy Clinton.
He was the band major?
Yeah.
Is that right?
He was.
How do you like that?
Wow, that's a new insight we never had.
One of those things,
yeah,
right?
I could see the instrument he'd like to play, though. That would be another contest.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Well, everyone knows he played the sax in the band, but he was the band major for the marching band. Anyway, we dated. We became very good friends. We really did. And we stayed friends even after high school, but I went off to SMU to school, and he went east to Georgetown. So, but we had a very, I guess you'd say, poignant conversation near the end of our senior year, and Billy said that I should marry someone for security, and that he had his life planned, and that I was a distraction to him. I don't know what he meant by that. A distraction.
Well, I can see why you'd be a distraction.
You're pretty outspoken. I can see that being a problem.
All right, let's see. Speaking of distractions, we got to take a break, but when we come back, and we're going to continue the conversation all night long with Dolly Kyle. So please stick around for more of the American Adversaries as we come to you live on FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
Dallas Cowboy team.
Welcome back to the show, folks. That's right. We played a little Stand By Your Man there for the old bump music of one of Hillary's favorites, right? All right. You're listening to the American Adversaries special edition today because we have Dolly Kyle in the studio with us. A rare opportunity to have an author of a book in the studio, book just out called Hillary, The Other Woman. Please get yourself a copy and get several copies and give them out. Because this is especially before the election. This is, I think, stuff that people need to know. Dolly was just telling us how she met Billy, you call him, I noticed.
Well, that's the way he was introduced, and a lot of people in Hot Springs still call him Billy.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I have some brothers with a Y on the end of their names, and, you know, they grow up and they become lawyers and doctors and things like that, and they drop the Y. But they come home for Christmas.
There it is.
There's a wild.
Speaking of lawyers, you became a lawyer, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
At SMU? You went to law school at SMU?
I went to law school at SMU.
Did you know Hacksaw Jim Duggan?
He's a lot younger than that.
Easy does it now.
I mean, no. I won't go to that. We have some friends that attended SMU. No.
There you go. All right. Anyway, you just told us you've authored three novels.
Yes.
And
but we're not talking about those because I don't want people to think that this book is fiction.
Okay, this book is entirely based on fact.
It is true.
This was your recollection as to the events as you saw them personally.
That's right, and that's why it's called a political memoir. It's what I remember, and I have a very good memory.
Why did you call it Hillary, the Other Woman?
A couple of things. I met Hillary in 1974. And at that point, I had been friends with Billy for 15 years, and I also had been having an adult relationship with him at that point.
You're going to have to tell us when and where that started, but go ahead.
Okay. So, when I met Hillary, in that sense, she was the other woman in that sense. And as you'll notice...
Because you were already in an intimate relationship with Billy.
Well, actually, she had an intimate relationship with him before I did. He met her in 71. And as I said, we were still friends. He called me in 72 and we were talking and he said, oh, by the way, I'm moving in with a fellow law student named Hillary. And I, you know, hearing a girl's name, I go, oh, Hillary. So what's the story there?
I was going to say,
oh,
yeah.
What's the story, Billy? He says, oh, it's no big deal. She's got a place to live, and I'm moving in with her.
Well, and I like to use people. That's good.
It's kind of been like that for a long time.
Yeah, he's moving in a lot of people and taking advantage of them.
Yeah,
and, you know, people, a lot of people who look at my picture and then look at Hillary back then, and I don't mean to be tacky, but they wonder what he saw in her. And so in my book, Hillary, the Other Woman.
That still goes, by the way.
Yeah. Well, but here's the thing. I talk about this in the book because, remember, I said, I know the family. I've known them all for a long, long time. People wonder, well, guys usually sort of marry their mother, right? And Virginia, his mother, was like a fun-loving, all-over-town party girl.
Oh, yeah.
You've heard, right?
Oh, yeah.
And Hillary's not, but Billy was raised for the first 4 or 5 years of his life by his grandmother, the meanest woman in Southwest Arkansas. So there's the connection.
So he went for the second meanest
woman. Wow.
Well, by then his grandmother was dead and Hillary took the title.
How do you like that? She still holds it. All right, stick around. She's still in Lake Mary.
The meanest person in Arkansas.
All right, Hillary.
That's a nice endorsement.
You can go have another...
Folks, I'm WWE Hall of Famer Hacksaw Jim Duggan, and you're listening to The American Adversaries, the best in political professional wrestling on FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer, tough guy, ho!
And away we go with the second half of the first hour of the show. And that was Hacksaw Jim Duggan, SMU graduate.
SMU attendee.
Yeah.
No, he graduated. No. You know, he played football there. And when he went into the WWF, he actually took a pay cut. Now, I don't know if you're an SMU
My brother played football for the University of Miami.
He did?
Is that
way
the
back,
U?
Way back.
Is that right? All right, we have Dolly Kyle in the studio with us today. She's the author of Hillary, the Other Woman, and longtime friends with Billy Clinton. And she's going to be here the rest of the evening with us. If you have any questions or comments for her, 407-774-8255 is the number. And she has come bearing gifts. And why don't we give one of those gifts away right now? And she's got an autographed copy of Hillary, the Other Woman, for the fifth. Let's make it the fifth caller, Nick. Put you to work back there. The fifth caller at 407-774-8255 gets the first copy of Hillary, the Other Woman by Dolly Kyle. And by the way, your three novels are on ebooks.
They're not ebooks. They are beautifully bound hardcover Family and Friends first edition that I did really for family and friends, and it sort of expanded from there. But those are available on my website, but I'm not selling those. I'm talking about Hillary, the Other Woman, which is a true story, and it's not on my website because I don't want anyone confused by the fact that those are fiction and this is the God's truth.
All right.
You know, Dolly, were you on, was there something done about you on TV recently? I know I read...
Something done about me.
Was there a show about you or some articles? Because
what
I know,
we do about Dolly.
I know the story, you know. And then in that article, they showed a picture of Hillary when she was in college, and they showed your picture, and you were like, you know, from 1 to 10, you're a 10. Hillary was like a -3. And I'm just thinking, boy, Bill, you really went downhill, buddy. I mean, you know, when I look at Hillary, that dog don't hunt.
Well, unfortunately, and it was many, many years later, I found out Billy was scared of me in high school.
Probably
scared
was.
He
too
was scared looking. Of me. Well, I had skipped 2 grades, mind you. And when I told him I'd signed up for 4th-year Latin.
Mm-hmm.
He got a little into
it. No, he was going to take it because he had taken 3rd year the year before, mm-hmm. but I had skipped my 11th grade, right?
So I didn't have third year Latin. He said, you're going to take fourth year Latin without third year? I said, how hard could it be? And he went in and dropped it. And he did. I didn't know that until years later. And his friend David Edwards, who's a friend of his at Oxford, was there. And we were all visiting and talking about various things. And David said, well, first off, I don't think this is the girl you went to high school with because she's got to be 10 years younger than you are.
Right.
I said, she looks like she's 25. And Billy said, well, that's the hell of it. She looked like she was 25 when she was 14. But anyway, he confessed that he dropped fourth year Latin because I scared him. And I had no idea.
Do you have contact with him at all anymore?
We see each other at funerals now. And it's so sad that he looks worse than the guy in the casket.
Oh, jeez. Boy, that fits in with the show.
Indeed.
He looks worse.
All right.
And you didn't know you could be on the Deadpool while you were still alive, did you?
I know. That's right.
We're going to get to that here in just a minute. By the way, congratulations to Brian from Oak Hill, who got the first copy of Hillary the Other Woman tonight. And we'll give another copy away in the next hour of the show. Dolly, when Bill was living with Hillary, did your relationship with him sort of go on the back burner and you guys didn't have any contact with one another? What developed after he started living with Hillary Clinton?
It didn't matter. Didn't make any difference. Never did. I mean, he said it was no big deal. So we were friends. And at that point, we were not having an adult sexual relationship. We still were not. He did say after he moved in with her that he thought his sex life was over.
So, you mean when he was having sex with her? Or?
Well, evidently when he was not having sex with her.
I don't know. I mean, he was rather conflicted,
okay,
it seemed.
Because a lot of people, you know, have written and speculated about this, that they don't have a marriage in the traditional sense, that it is more of an arrangement to get him in the White House and then to get her in the White House.
Yeah, and it fit very nicely, as I said.
So you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely. Billy, as I said, was attracted to Hillary, to the part of her that went to that deep psychology, back of the brain sort of thing, where this was a mean, controlling woman. And he was, well, in 1974, when we were dating and having our relationship, he was teaching the University of Arkansas Law School, and he was dating a young woman named Marla Kreider, who was a junior at the university. He was running for Congress, and she had volunteered in his campaign.
An intern?
No.
Well, that's where
I
got started.
No, she was,
volunteer.
No, wait a minute. I got to tell you, Marla was a wonderful, wonderful, sweet person. She really was. And they were dating and having an adult relationship. And Hillary at that time was in Washington, where she was famously on that Watergate commission.
That she got kicked off.
Where she should have learned something.
You would think.
But anyway, well, I guess she did, because her crimes are so much worse than Nixon's, and she's still at it. So
she learned how not to get caught.
He had the decency to resign. But anyway, so Billy was having relationships with all of us, and Hillary sent her father and brother down to Arkansas to help in the campaign. Now, you guys aren't from Arkansas, but just try to imagine a couple of guys from Chicago, Rodhams, with their accents and their attitudes, coming down there to help. No, they went down there to spy on Billy, and they found out about Marla. So Hillary came swooping in from Washington, goes through all of Billy's stuff, finds the little cute notes and cards that Marla has sent him, and I know you're not going to believe this. She shredded the documents.
What a start. Yeah.
I call her Hillary Scissorhands. And anyway.
I'm surprised she didn't burn the house down. That
Hillary
she
Scissorhands.
Well, it was her, later her house. But anyway, no, he wasn't there at that time. I'm sorry. That's not right. But anyway, she started calling Marla and threatening her and calling her in the middle of the night and all these things. And so Marla got scared away. Now, so you ask me, how do I know all this about Marla? Well, in that small world of Arkansas, after I was married and divorced, okay, that's when I was single in January of 74, my ex-husband, years later, ended up dating Marla.
And
she became very good friends with one of my daughters, and she knew I'd had the relationship with Billy, because everyone in Arkansas knew that. And so that's where I got all this information. Marla was a truly lovely person. She really was. She died of breast cancer in November 2 years ago.
Oh.
And everyone in Arkansas was sad. I mean, she just was a lovely person. Never married. And I can't say enough nice things about her. She was dear. She really was. And that didn't matter to Hillary. I mean, she would chase off everyone. Now, she didn't try to chase me off directly.
Why?
She waited. Well, come on.
She was Bill's favorite. Come on. You know what I mean?
Come on.
She knew not to tangle with you, huh?
I'm Italian and the oldest of five kids. Don't mess with me. So anyway, but I do have to say, the night of May 28th, 1974 was very significant. That was the Democrat primary for Billy's first election. Tell me how much time we have before a break, because I don't want to go into this.
You got
this.
6 minutes.
Oh, wow. I can do.
We got plenty of time.
I can do three chapters in six minutes. Okay. Billy called me and asked me if I would pick him up at the airport in Little Rock. Now, he was in Fayetteville up in the northwest part of the state where they don't have statewide coverage, and so he was going to come to the TV station in Little Rock, and then he was going to go to the Fulbright headquarters. The older of us know who William Fulbright was, senator from Arkansas for 30 years. Yep. Fabulous, fabulous man. And not only that, when Billy went to Washington to go to Georgetown, Bill Fulbright took him under his wing. Bill was chairman of the Foreign Relations Committee, introduced Billy to everyone, gave him a job. Then, subsequently, helped him get a Rhodes Scholarship to go to Oxford, helped him to get into Yale Law School, helped him get the job teaching law in Fayetteville. And then, and most importantly for this particular election, Fulbright introduced him to the money people in northwest Arkansas who backed him in this election. And I met those guys at a morning breakfast where they committed the money. Long story. I think that's in the book, too. But anyway, I can't say how important Fulbright was in Billy's life, because not only was he mentor, he was almost a father figure. He was a father figure, the only decent father figure Billy ever had. So, the night of the election, I go to Adams Field, which I refuse to call anything else. It's now been renamed.
Oh, yeah. That happens around here, too, by the way. Yeah.
But anyway, I went to Adams Field to pick him up, and this dowdy-looking middle-aged woman and three guys in suits got off the plane with him. And as they got closer, I realized that the dowdy middle-aged woman was just dowdy, but not middle-aged.
It was dumpy or dowdy?
Dowdy and dumpy, both. Yeah, whatever. And,
both, boss.
And now here, people say I'm tacky. Okay, they say I'm tacky. But no, I'm not tacky. What it is call me naive and inexperienced. I had never been to a third-world country. I'd never been to a northeastern girls' school where girls didn't shave their legs and toes, and so I'd never seen anything like this.
Oh my God.
So Billy looks at me and he says, "Dolly, this is Hillary. Hillary, Dolly." And I'm thinking, oh, this is kind of a joke, and, you know, Billy and I are going to talk about this later, and we're going to laugh our tails off. But in the meantime, I stuck my hand out and smiled and said, "Pleased to meet you."
Did she have hair on her hands?
No. That was a law school case and a good one, but no. The man with a hairy hand.
Wonder how he got that.
It was a surgical procedure. Okay, we're going to go.
We're moving on.
Is that what you call it in Arkansas?
All right, let's get back to Hillary. Right. So I really didn't think it was Hillary. And then I noticed how really bad she smelled. Really bad.
No.
I know. I've read that.
You've heard. I mean, it was horrible.
It's like Bigfoot.
And then I thought.
You can see it on the campaign trail.
No, but you know
trail.
What scared me? And then I realized, oh, my gosh, I have cloth seats. Oh my gosh.
Sasquatch.
Yeah.
No, I was thinking, remember the Seinfeld episode?
Oh, yes.
With an L.A. Parker?
Yeah, you want to put a little something down.
I thought, my God, this woman's going to get in my car.
Newspaper on that before you sit down.
So, anyway, the bottom line, we went to the TV station, and while we were there, Billy did his interview. Hillary was watching the election returns, and afterward, when we got in the car to go to the Fulbright headquarters, Billy said, "Let's just go back to the airport." I said, "Why? Fulbright's expecting us." And he says, "Well, didn't you see the election returns? He's losing." I said, "Well, what's that got to do with anything? This is your man. This is the guy, and he's expecting you." He says, "I don't want to be seen with a loser."
Oh, is that right?
Nice guy, right? Oh,
and
boy.
I took them back to the airport. I didn't say a word. I was so angry. No, I did say one more thing. I said, Bill Fulbright may lose this election, but he will never be a loser. And I dropped Billy off with the smelly woman and the three guys in the back suit. And I didn't speak to him again for 2 years.
For 2 years.
And that really, truly should have been the end of the story.
Dolly is so interesting. She goes from talking about betting, B-E-D-D-I-N-G, with the Bill's girlfriend, the other girl, to shredding, where Hillary has a fit and starts shredding, to shedding. Yeah. And having to sit on something in a car. Oh, my God. You're so interesting.
No, I have a question. Did Bill, he got thrown out of, Oxford for rape, didn't he?
There is no official word about what happened there, right? And that's something I don't tell.
But I read it somewhere? The guy was thrown out for rape.
You probably did.
Oh, okay. I think we got the answer. I read it right.
I didn't. But no, I'm serious about that. I didn't hear a denial in there either.
Yeah,
there,
you know what I mean? Well, that began his career.
We're speaking with Dolly Kyle, and she's known Billy since she was 11, and he was 12, just getting ready to turn 13.
12 going on.
Going
13.
On 13. How about that? And certainly time has treated you a whole lot better than it has treated him.
And, boy, you're not kidding.
Well, I'm Italian.
Yeah. That explains part of it. Hillary, the Other Woman is the book that she's written. This is a factual story, and it is about Hillary and about Billy and about their lives in Arkansas. And we're going to get into a little bit more of the, shall we say, the criminal activities or the sleazy activities when we come back. And if you have any questions or comments for Dolly, 407-774-8255 is the number. And in the next hour of the show, we'll give away another copy of her book, autographed copy at that. And these are beautiful books. They're hardbound copies. And I notice you have Hillary facing away from the camera. We see the back of the smelly woman.
Because she is an other woman.
All right.
Have you thought about scenting your book? Like putting scent on it?
I thought you were going to say sending to Hillary.
No, you know, I have a sentence ago.
When you leave John Morgan's up there and get your stash, stop on by here. I'll buy you one of these books, all right?
An adult beverage.
There you go. We can all get pictures, have a nice little reunion. We'll be right back with more of the American Adversaries.
Mississippi, you know that Billy was shining.
Oh, yes, I'm the great.
Right now at John Morgan's house, getting her fix or her stash, and I don't mean just cash. I mean her stash of the THC variety, tetrahydrocannabinol, commonly known as marijuana. All right, that'd be Hillary Clinton. We'd be the American Adversaries, Drive Time, Prime Time, as we come to you right here live on FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer. Dolly Kyle is in the studio with us, the author of the book, Hillary, the Other Woman. All right, you know, and tomorrow night is going to be contest night. And Mike, you want to give the rules?
This is amazing.
I just came up with a great entry.
I know. This is before I even knew Dolly was going to appear on the show. You know, we're all concerned. We have the big debate on Monday night and everything, and the moderators are mostly Democrats. So we want to submit some questions, and we would like our callers to come up for questions that we would like to see Don Trump or the moderator ask. You know, and we want to know what
Ask
the answer
Hillary
would be.
Monday
Ask
night.
Ask Hillary, because, you know, we want the truth out of her, and we can't waterboard her or anything. So, you know, now.
So you won't get it.
That's right. I'm glad you're here, Dolly. But, you know, so think
I got
of the,
an idea we
think
wouldn't
of
get it if she was waterboarded.
And I'm going to give an example just to help the audience get an idea of the type of questioning we're going to do with her. My question is, and Dolly, you could probably answer this.
Do you want me to pretend to be Hillary?
Yeah, you could on this one. You know, have you, Hillary, ever cheated on Bill with a man or a woman, i.e. Yuma?
Or both at the same time?
Would there be any validity in such a question?
It isn't cheating.
Well, do you think
it isn't cheating when it's part of the deal? Don't you see? You've got to learn to talk like a Clinton.
Now, do you think he's a switch hitter or she's a switch hitter?
She never made a pass at me.
Well, you might be too good looking.
Yeah, she definitely is.
That's a good question.
But
then
that came from Billy. But I'm saying, if you asked if she cheated, you see,
actually, that'd be interesting.
They didn't cheat. It wasn't cheating when you didn't have a deal to be faithful.
It's a form of an open marriage, I guess,
No, it's like when Billy said, I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Miss Lewinsky.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. First off, they didn't define sexual relations, and he did not have sexual relations with Miss Lewinsky. He had sexual relations with Monica.
Oh, a little bit of Monica.
You really have to diagram.
You have to.
Boy,
By the way, my contest entry for tomorrow night would be a question that Donald Trump would look over and ask Hillary, would you like to borrow my right guard?
Well, that would shatter her, Or maybe have the people in the front row holding up cans of deodorant while he's getting ready to prepare.
You know what would be really cute would if everyone in the audience had one of those fans like they used to have in the funeral homes.
I know, exactly.
And they just have a picture of Monica on it, and they just hold them up, and everybody in the audience becomes Monica. That would melt her down.
I was just wondering if waterboarding would count as a bath.
David is on the line. He has a question for Dolly Kyle. David, thank you for calling tonight. Your question, please.
Chris, I gotta say, Chris, well, hello, Dolly.
Hey, Louie, how you doing?
Dolly, where have you been all away from
us? Okay, thank you. I got it.
All right, yes. Thank you very much, David.
Keep your day job.
Don't call us. We'll call you.
Keep your day job.
Yes, indeed. Your question, please.
A couple kills. Did they call him an ace? He told me, well, David Lawrence, when you grow up and become a man, and you see a beautiful Southern belle, but in the deep south, you always tip your hand to a lady. And, ma'am, that is what I'm doing to you right now, because I saw pictures of you, ma'am, and you are still one beautiful, stunningly graceful age lady.
All right.
Wow, thank you very much.
Hey,
very
happy
much. That's sweet. Hey, I appreciate that.
I've seen the Devil Hotel. I went to that front line. I reached the day. And she is she doesn't have Parkinson's disease, Christopher Hart. I'm going to tell you what's the problem with this old, cruel woman. She ain't nothing but a fat, obese, drunk, and she takes a shot of that old crow whiskey once in a while.
David. I have been privileged to know a lot of drunks, and I never saw one whose head bobbled around like that, nor did I ever see one who fell down the way she falls down. There's difference between slumping and pass it out like she did. I'm sorry.
Are there rumors in Arkansas as to what's going on?
Rumors in Arkansas?
Do you know in Arkansas what's going on?
Is there any truth that's going on?
You know what? I've got so many good chapters in here with stories about Arkansas that are background and help people understand where we derived.
All right. Well, we're going to get to that when we come back from the break. But Hillary is known to, she likes Michelob Light or something like that. Does she imbibe too much maybe sometimes?
I never saw her drunk. I mean, but when I would see her at parties, it would be at the governor's mansion. It would be she was, as far as I could tell, always sober then.
Did she ever do anything to have fun?
Fun?
Does she know the meaning of the word?
Fun.
That's a tough shit to think about.
Let me think. I think that destroying other women is fun for her. She couldn't possibly have done it with such relish for 40 years.
Yeah, you have to define fun when you talk about Hillary.
I'm thinking.
Mind.
Yeah,
sadomasochistic type.
No.
Don't start with those visuals if you really don't mind.
Thank you, Rick Brown.
I think in a strange way that pandering to her addiction to power and money is sort of fun for her. I think it was kind of fun for her to do the cattle futures deal and stuff like that.
Before we get into all that, one last little juicy bit of gossip I want you to settle for us. Is Bill Clinton Chelsea's father?
Yes.
Is Hillary Clinton Chelsea's mother?
Yes.
How did it happen?
Hey, come on. I'm not a miracle worker.
She looks so much like Webb Hubble. Chelsea, I mean.
Wait a minute. You haven't done enough research. You go back and look at a picture of Hillary's mother, Dorothy Rodham, at that age. It is the spitting image of Chelsea. And Billy's mother, Virginia, had the big bottom lip, too. And everybody's just looking at Webb Hubble's bottom lip, and then they're saying, Chelsea, do your due diligence. I'll show you a picture on the break.
All right. Yeah. That's what we like.
Take that, Chris.
We like to get it right.
I know. We're going to be next time. We're going to be way ahead of the crowd, Chelsea.
Yeah, I will say, you know, Roger Stone and Robert Morrow absolutely swear, and they're both friends of mine, but we've agreed to disagree on this. And I said, until you've got a DNA test showing something else, I'm not believing it.
All right. That's Dolly Kyle. She's going to be with us for the next hour of the show as well. So stick around for more of the American Adversaries Drive Time Prime Time Show. We're here. We're live. And I hope you're enjoying the show. We'll be right back.
I need to check.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to the American Adversaries Drive Time Prime Time Show. Thank you for tuning in. If you're just now tuning in, thank you for continuing to listen if you're doing that. 407-774-8255 is the number, and yes, indeed, we are as live as we can be here tonight. We got Dolly Kyle in the studio, the author of Hillary, the Other Woman. She's also written some other books. They are novels, however. This is, and by the way, it's an Amazon best-selling book. It is a factual book. This is a real-life story of Dolly and her relationship and her dealings, if you will, with the Clintons. And we're going to give another copy of the book away that she's autographed here sometime this hour of the show, so stick around for that. If you have any questions or comments for her, give us a call. We got a couple on the line right now. We'll get to them here in just a moment. I am Christopher Hart, chairman of the board. Michael McBath is in the studio here.
I'm enjoying Dolly. I mean, what an entertaining individual.
Absolutely.
That book has to be terrific.
I can't wait to get my hands on a copy of Dolly's book.
I want to tell you this, too, about the book, and I'm very pleased with it. A publisher called me about it. I sent it to him. When this went to the publisher, they cleaned it up for my few typos, and they put it in Chicago style and printed the first draft. So this is me just letting it out there.
All right. Rachel Cohen is in the studio. Rick Brown is in the studio. And that is Dolly Kyle. And we've been talking about the book, Hillary, Kathy Santa.
What do you think I am? Chicken liver? You know? Chris, what do you think I am? Smelly feet?
No.
I know Kathy's the one who invited me.
Yes, indeed she is. Yeah, she was a big get for us. And we really appreciate you coming in the studio as well. That's
cool. I came here specifically for this. I have no other engagement in this town.
Isn't it great she's here when Hillary's here? This is amazing.
Isn't that fun? And I didn't get invited to that fundraiser.
She might be listening to you on the way to her private jet.
I have oftentimes felt that there's divine intervention going on around
here in Orlando.
And yeah, Hillary is right now probably still up at John Morgan's place getting her stash of cash and weed so that she can go back and get herself ready for the debate. And if you see her procession, let's just put it this way. If you see a whole line of ambulances coming down the road, that's going to be Hillary Clinton's entourage.
Unbelievable.
Isn't it, though?
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Dolly, I got a question, though.
And we are at an undisclosed location today.
Yeah, she won't. I saw a drone overhead when we came in here. They're looking for you, Dolly.
You know, we make light of it, but a lot of people who've known things about the Clintons have come to an early demise, shall we say.
One of my children actually said to me last week, Mom, I'm still trying to figure out why they didn't do you in 20 years ago when they had the chance.
Yeah. I think Anthony Weiner is ahead of you in that line, though.
Billy must still have some feelings for you. What do you think about...
Fear.
What do you think about him? Did he fear you? What do you think about him now?
He's a pitiful case.
In what sense?
I mean, this is a man who had so much promise, and I know people out there think it's a big deal. He was president of the United States, but he had so much potential to be a really good statesman, I thought. I mean, he had what it took.
He's got the charm. He's got charisma.
And as I told him, though, I told him back in 1987 when this was after my second divorce, and I realized that there was a problem. I thought, what's the common denominator in these two divorces? And you could line up things like dark curly hair on the guys, but that, you know, that really didn't explain it. It came right down to Dolly Kyle had a problem. So I went to a therapist. I got in a group, and I figured it out. In 1964, August 1st, 1964, I was a 16-year-old virgin getting ready to go to college, and I was drugged and raped by one of Billy Clinton's friends. And I didn't tell anyone about it for a long time. It was 13 years later on the day Elvis died, that I told Billy about it. It was before we knew about Elvis that day. And that event changed the trajectory of my life. I have dedicated this book to survivors of rape and sex abuse. And if people are still feeling like victims, then they haven't gotten the recovery that they need, and I encourage people to do that no matter how old they are. It's a really big, important thing. But I was talking to Billy about it in 87 when I realized I was a sex addict, too, because some people, when they're raped, become promiscuous. Some become frigid. If you're Italian, you probably go the promiscuous way, right? I mean, it was just foreordained. But at any rate, I went through the questions of sex addiction with Billy, and he said, oh, my God. I'm a sex addict. And I would never have brought this up in public at all if he had done anything to get help. But he didn't. And I begged him to. I said, if you don't get your act together, it's going to come back. And it's going to haunt you. And you're going to have a serious problem in public. You've got to do this. And I said, otherwise, you'll go down in history as a great politician, but you will never be a statesman. And unfortunately, that's what happened. And I'm sad about that because I did love that little boy. And, you know, we were friends for a long, long time. And it's pitiful to see what he's come to.
One question, Dolly. Do you actually, knowing her better than any of us, do you think Hillary is truly morally bankrupt, which I do? I think she's the lowest piece of garbage there is.
I wrote that in the beginning of my book.
Right in your book.
Hillary is ethically and morally bankrupt. Yes.
Very good, Dolly.
You didn't copy that from me, but that's a good line.
I know, that was my perception without even reading the book. That's great.
Let's take a caller's question. Kenneth has called, and thank you, Kenneth, for calling. We appreciate you holding your question, please, for Dolly Kyle.
Yeah, I got to say, Dolly, she's a delight to listen to. But
you should be anyway. Here.
You should be here on the breaks.
But I was searching YouTube the other night, a few weeks ago actually, and about Hillary, and there was another person on there said the same thing you did, said he was instrumental in helping Billy in his first governorship, and he said he first saw her and she had hair on her legs and smelled terrible. And how in the world does a woman start out in politics and get people to support her? And Dolly, what made her change that part of her?
That's a really good question, and I have a really good answer.
Which is,
she had been riding Billy Clinton's coattails since 1971. That's why she latched onto him. She had political ambitions, and she knew in 1971, just like we knew at Hot Springs High School, that this guy was going to be president. People wrote in his annual things like, see you in the White House, nice to know you, Mr. President, stuff like that. So she was riding his coattails from day one, and she was so arrogant that she thought it didn't matter how bad she looked, how bad she smelled, and how horribly she treated people. And so Billy was governor for 2 years, and then he lost the 1980 gubernatorial election thanks to Hillary. And people ask me, well, how did he get back after all that? And I give you three reasons. Dick Morris, Dick Morris, Dick Morris.
He helped get him reelected.
He saved the day, and he told Hillary she needed to take Billy's name, wash her hair, get contacts instead of those glasses.
Get a deodorant.
Yeah. I mean, he said it straight, and that's exactly what happened.
You know, she came from that era in the 60s where there were a lot of hippie girls who did that sort of thing.
Well, I was the 60s, too.
Well, obviously, you didn't hang out with them same hippie girls.
She was the Joan Baez of the White House.
Maybe now we know why she only wears pantsuits.
You gotta look closer to see if any are sticking through the fabric.
Ooh. Ooh. Some images
you,
are
Rick
so.
Brown.
I thought I'd get rid of that image. Thank you.
Oh.
Thank you, Kenneth. We appreciate the call.
Oh, did I answer all of that? I think so. Did that get it all?
I think so, yes.
Okay.
All right. We appreciate the call and the question.
And here's the thing, she became the other woman. That's part of the play on the words
right,
there.
Right.
She became an other woman, and that's why I have her facing away from the camera on there. Some guy, I don't know if he's being facetious, sent me an email. Love her new hairdo. You can't see her face at all.
Well, best of all.
You know, one of those English sheepdogs.
The way you described her a moment ago, you know, the poor hygiene, mean to everyone she's around, that still holds true, does it not?
Absolutely it does, and her staff is terrified of her. By the way, I say in the book, I think I said it in the book, I certainly hope I did, Hillary is a terrorist. And you think about it. Definition of a terrorist.
Makes people afraid.
Yeah.
A person who achieves a political aim through threats, violence, and intimidation. That's exactly what she does. And there's something I point out in this book that a lot of people have missed. The gates. Sick and tired of all the gates. Your eyes glaze over when you hear about another gate. The thing they called Filegate. I have the story in here and I explain why. But the bottom line is, when Hillary took those 900 FBI files in Washington on her enemies, she's got, do you think there's only 900 people afraid of her?
No.
No, she did not publish an alphabetized list. No.
Right.
There may be 90,000 people, every congressman and senator and anyone in Washington who has a big, dark secret is scared. And that's why when the impeachment time came. Oh, and by the way, I don't think we mentioned this. Dave Shippers wrote the foreword to this book. I was, after all the investigations by the FBI and everyone else, called to be the chief prosecution witness for the Clinton impeachment because I have, still have, in Billy's own handwriting, incontrovertible proof of perjury, suborning perjury, witness tampering, and obstruction of justice. But the cowards in Congress shriveled up and couldn't do it.
How about that?
Sounds like the typical story.
Surprise, surprise.
But it's all in the book.
Yep.
Explained.
You got to get this book, folks. Hillary, the Other Woman. And what's the subtitle?
A Political Memoir by Dolly Kyle.
There you go. Frank, you're up next with a question for Dolly Kyle. Thank you for calling.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Frank. How you doing?
Hey, Frank.
Big Mike. Hope you watch Ohio State Saturday night. Take Oklahoma apart, buddy.
Yes, I know. You predicted it, Frank. You won the big money on it, buddy.
Okay. All right. I have a few questions, Dolly. How you doing?
I'm doing great. And awesome. Thank you for calling, Frank. I'm just curious. All the callers have been guys. This never happens at home.
These are good-looking men, though, Dolly.
All right. Okay, Frank, what is it?
Okay, let's see. First of all, Larry Richards has come out, I believe. I've read things that he's come out and said that he has murdered people at the behest of.
Are you talking about Larry Nichols?
Larry Nichols, I'm sorry, yeah. I've murdered people at their behest, and I don't care who knows anymore.
All right, well, hold on. I want Dolly to comment on that.
Yeah, do you know anything about that, or?
You know, I just watched a new video of Larry. It's the second to the Clinton Chronicles. I saw it last night, pre-publication. I didn't see anything untrue in that. He did not on that one say anything about murdering people. I have heard that. And you would think that someone would jump on it, like some kind of prosecutor somewhere, because there's no statute of limitations on murder. But I remember saying on national television about Billy's perjury and suborning perjury, witness tampering, and obstruction of justice. And about a week later, the FBI contacted me And they said, we want to talk to you about this. And I said, where were you guys for the last year? I mean, I had to announce it on national television before you come and talk to me. Because here's the thing. They were looking into Whitewater and all that. I'm a real estate lawyer, people. I've known Billy since I was 11. You'd think I'd be the first person they'd ask. They finally got around to it. It didn't matter, of course. Just like it didn't matter with the FBI and Comey and all that. The Clintons are still skating. However.
And?
The fat lady ain't sung yet.
All right. The story ain't over yet. Okay, Frank.
I also wanted to know, did she ever braid her armpits?
Gag me.
Frank, gag me with the spoon, buddy.
Well, I don't know. Yeah. You'll have to ask Huma because it would take another person to do that.
And Huma would be the one.
And I would like to see Donald Trump look over at her and ask her, what would you do for a Klondike bar?
Oh, my Lord. All right. Thank you, Frank. Appreciate
it.
All right. Thanks for being out there. The Clinton Foundation is the culmination, if you will, of their scheming and plotting and planning to enrich themselves, is it not?
Yes, I call it the International Monetary Laundromat.
Laundromat.
And no, I call the Clintons the KKK.
How come?
The Clinton Crime Cartel. They've been doing this forever. The Clinton Laundromat is an upshot from the cattle futures trading way back. People don't get that. They think, what's the big deal? Well, here's the big deal. Hillary and Billy let it be known all over the state that they were always looking for good investments. Okay?
Right.
So here's a good investment for you. You put up $1,000 when it takes $12,000 minimum to purchase one of these cattle futures.
Right.
The contract. And then that very first night, you make $5,000. And in the next 10 months, you make $100,000. Now, you have to look to see if, at the same time, Tyson Chicken or Don Tyson or any of those folks lost $100,000. Because Jim Blair, who was the counsel for Tyson and the husband of Hillary's only friend in Arkansas, Diane Blair, was feeding this information, and Red Bone, the broker, don't you love that name?
Red Bone? Red that was
Bone.
His name?
Yeah, Red Bone.
I think I'm going to give that nickname to you.
Red Bone.
Red Bone. Red Bone. He got in trouble for this. I think he went to prison. I'm not sure right now. The company was fined $250,000 for funny money trading and stuff.
It was insider trading.
It was beyond insider trading. It was taking money out of one account and putting it in another. Insider trading is trading.
Illegal.
Right.
Insider trading is just telling secrets.
Giving tips, right.
That's like, honestly, when I was in law school, this was bad, in my ethics class, they were talking about insider trading. Uh-oh.
No,
we need to go?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead and finish your thought, then we'll take the break.
They were talking about insider trading, and I finally said, I don't understand you're talking about insider trading like there's something wrong with that. He says, it is.
Okay.
And he said, where are you from anyway? I said, Arkansas. He said, well, that explains a lot. He said, but why do you think this? I said, well, the highest virtue is being good to your friends. And so if you're inside a company and you know something, what kind of a friend would you be if you didn't tell somebody? So I don't get it.
Hey, if you're in Congress, it's okay.
You don't go in Congress either.
Yeah, that's right.
I did at the end make a 99 in ethics, though, because I wrote down what they wanted to hear.
All right. Smart woman here, as you couldn't tell for yourself.
Now, that's the Arkansas bar or the D.C.
No, Texas. Texas.
Texas.
The hard one.
That's SMU, remember? 407-774-8255 is the number. We'll take a break and come back, and we still have another copy of Dolly's book to give away. Who knows? We might do it when we come back. Stick around for more of the American Adversaries.
Dolly, we're looking for you. I'll be watching you in your car later.
Speaking of that, Dolly Kyle, have you yourself been threatened in any way, physical harm or otherwise, by anyone of the Clintons or representing the Clintons?
Yes.
Yes.
More than once?
Okay. Another question? No.
Well, obviously, it didn't seem to frighten you.
Honestly, the fact is God has my six.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
I believe that. Absolutely. And I believe no weapon forged against me shall prosper.
Did they put like a horse head in your bed or anything like that? How did they threaten you?
By the
way, in 1992, when Billy was running for president, he was in New Hampshire. Remember the Jennifer story?
Right. That's
Jennifer
right.
Jennifer Flowers that yep. came yeah. out. Peter Williams, the British journalist who got that story, left a message on my answering machine. Said, Dolly, we got a story about you and Governor Clinton, and I would like to talk to you before we publish it. Oh. Mm-hmm. So I had no intention of calling him, but I called Billy to warn him. Now, mind you, here, this is 92. We've been friends for, what, 30-something years?
Right.
So I called to warn him, bottom line, after back and forth, which is in the book and written so well, I wish I didn't have to tell it here, but I'm going to. But anyway, he threw my own brother, one of my brothers, who was campaigning with him, which he had been doing since 74. My brother conveyed the message. Billy was in the background. I could hear him. And my brother said, if you cooperate with the media, we will destroy you.
Your brother said that.
Mm-hmm.
That
was
nice.
What Billy said to say. Okay, so then here's the deal. I was marketing my first novel. At that point, I hadn't even finished it. But Billy knew from day one that I was writing this novel. And I've got a quote on the back of the book where Billy said, you're a great writer, Dolly. Promise me you will never censor anything you might want to say.
Oh, yeah, Bill Clinton, yeah.
No, he did. He said that.
Right.
Words come back to haunt him.
Well,
now, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, speaking of Dolly's book, let's give away the second copy, autographed copy of Dolly Kyle's book, Hillary, the Other Woman, a political memoir by Dolly Kyle. If you want that book, be the fifth caller again there, Nick, for Dolly's book. Okay, by the way, Nick and his gang are getting ready to do his show tonight at 9 o'clock on WTLN 1520, or you can hear it at WDWNT.com. Dolly, Hillary Clinton is across town. For all I know, she may be climbing into the Scooby van right now. The Secret Service may have us on the radio, and she may be back there listening. What would you say to Hillary Clinton right now if you happen to know that she'd be listening?
It wouldn't matter what I say, because by tomorrow she will have forgotten it.
is that a health related thing?
Yeah, medical appraisal.
In chapter 50 of the book, there's two things in there that are very important. One is the 17 truth suppression techniques that the Clintons used to keep stories down. And I got these from D.C. Dave Martin, and he let me use those in the book. The other thing I talk about in there, and I wondered if I should put this in, because remember, this was back in March, and we didn't have all this evidence that we have now, because I think Hillary's gone downhill in 6 months. And I thought, the phrase cognitive impairment popped into my head, because I was a psych major before I went to law school, and I went to the Centers for Disease Control website. I looked up cognitive impairment. I looked up the symptoms. I went, holy moly, that's it. That is Hillary. So chapter 50, I've got the symptoms and then Hillary's behavior that anyone can see. You don't have to be a doctor. You don't have to be a doctor to do this. It's just like if you were observing this in your mother or father or grandparents or something, and you'd look at these symptoms. Don't you go online to WebMD or something and you look these up? And then you go, boom, 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 boom. Uh-oh, Granny's losing
problem.
It. Okay.
All right.
That's it.
All right. By the way, Mitch in Fern Park won the second copy, and it was John that won the first copy of the book. I think I might have got the name wrong. Anyway, congratulations to you fellas. And for the rest of you folks out there.
I love all these guys calling.
I know.
Hi, everyone. This is Sunny, the California girl from gorgeous ladies of wrestling. We're all champions in the ring, including all the hottest guys on American Adversary. Love ya.
And we got the hot ladies in here tonight. We got Rachel Cohen. We got Kathy Santomassino. We got Dolly Kyle. We got the whole package, right? All right, then Rick Brown and I and Mike had to leave, but he'll, of course, be back tomorrow when we're going to do our contest. What would be a question you might suggest Donald Trump ask Hillary in Monday night's debate? My question would be, hey, Hillary, would you like to borrow my right guard?
You know Donald Trump does not use right guard. I'm sure he has some custom blend.
Indeed. What do you think about him, real quickly?
Donald Trump was not my first choice.
Okay.
Nor my second choice.
All right.
Nor my third, fourth, fifth, or sixth choice. But right now, Donald Trump is our only hope.
Indeed.
He's the only choice.
Have you met with him?
No, I have not met Donald Trump. I met Mike and Karen Pence the other day, though.
Where, at the Villages?
At the Villages.
Yeah?
Nice.
Yeah.
Did they know anything of who you were?
I don't think so, but I gave Karen a copy of my book.
You did?
I did.
Well, I think they know who you are now. They didn't know then. And are you kind of surprised, though, that the Trump campaign hasn't maybe contacted you?
Do you know, a couple of people sent my book to people at the Trump campaign, and once you read it, you'll think, oh, I believe Donald Trump's been using that book.
Yeah.
And the term cognitive impairment.
Well, I know you mentioned Roger Stone. Evidently, Roger Stone has helped his campaign.
Yeah, and Roger's been great to me. He really has. We disagree on several things, but he has been the most wonderful, supportive, kind gentleman. He actually invited me to take my book to a book signing that he was doing in Cleveland. Yeah,
yeah,
to share a table with him.
At the convention?
At the convention. He did ask me not to say anything about how many things I disagreed with him about. I said, I wouldn't do that any more than I would insult someone at a cocktail party at their house, you know. But
you were going to say something about cognitive.
I'm just saying that term cognitive impairment was nowhere until my book came out.
All right.
And Hillary's gone downhill in the 6 months since I finished. It was March 15th when I finished The Ides of March, Hillary.
All right, we have Cliff on the line who has a question for Dolly Kyle. Cliff, thank you for calling.
Yes, can you hear me, guys?
Yes, we can. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah, and I wanted to start off by thanking Dolly for your service to this nation by writing this book. And when I called in, I didn't want to give my phone number or anything because I don't want to wind up in the dead pool. but anyway, I'm always, you know, like I said, I'm always afraid of talking to you guys because I'm worried about being in the dead pool. But with that in mind, it's well known that Webb Hubble is Chelsea Clinton's biological father.
No, he isn't.
Yeah, we addressed this earlier.
Oh, you did?
Missed
that.
No,
yeah.
That's okay. But I don't think he is.
That's in your book?
It is.
It's in her book.
I only put it there because I knew everyone would ask.
And she says, Dolly says, if you look at a picture of Bill's mother and Hillary's mother, there you will see the family resemblance there.
Yeah, and we just saw a picture of Hillary's mother, and it's a dead ringer.
Yeah.
No pun intended.
Okay. I'm gonna lay that aside because I think that my joke will still work.
Oh. Okay. Go ahead. If it's a joke, I want to hear it.
It'll still work because if I had one question to ask her, and it would be if her and Webb Hubble had done it, then when they were doing it, did he have his eyes closed? And if she said no, I would like a follow-up question to say, why not?
Yeah. Well,
You know what? I'm going to say something about my service to the country doing this. In all seriousness, my daddy was a Marine. And when I was two, well, he had an injury in his back from a service-connected thing. And he couldn't bend over quite right. And so he built this swing for me, made a swing up in the tree way up high so that he didn't have to bend over to push it. And I was 2 years old. He put me up in the swing. I looked way down. I was so scared. I said, I'm scared, Daddy. I'm scared. And he said, Marines get scared, but we do it anyway. And every time I ever got scared about anything, my daddy said, Marines get scared, but we do it anyway. So being a Marine, I didn't know I wasn't a Marine.
Yeah.
And so I'm an honorary Marine now.
Dolly, you are a much more brave person than I am, and thank you for coming out and helping to get the truth out.
You're very welcome, and I do have to tell you, it's funny. Some people send me emails without their URL showing. I don't know who they are, and they thank me for the book and say how great it is, and then I write back and I say, please put a 5-star review on Amazon for me, and they go,
yeah.
They don't want to be in the Deadpool.
They are afraid. Hey. They are afraid. And so, therefore, Hillary's terrorism is still working. Yeah. And by the way, Billy admitted to having sex with 2,000 women, because we were talking about Wilt Chamberlain, who said he'd had sex with 20,000 women.
Right.
And Billy said, well, that's 10 times more than I've had. But so you know about a dozen or maybe 20 if you've been really paying attention, but you don't know about the 2,000 other women who are still terrified. No, seriously, terrified.
Yeah,
and I get emails all the time from people who were accosted by Billy when he was governor. Sometimes they were 17, 18, 19 years old when it happened. And then I'll go back and forth with them, and I'll say, would you please just come forth and
yeah, well, it's a shame, because that's how they have been able to skate all this time. Hey, thanks.
Well, here's how big of a coward I am. At work or anywhere, I do not say that I'm voting for Donald Trump.
You know what I think? I think there are a lot of people who just won't like even say that in the polls.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to be a big surprise if somehow during the election we can overcome the issue of crooked electoral machines and people who have no business voting, as we used to say in Arkansas, vote early, vote often,
right?
especially if you're dead. And I got some interesting stuff in here, stories about hot springs and the way things were. And Billy Clinton, I'm sure, got inspired by some of that.
Thanks, Cliff. We appreciate you calling. Thanks for being out there.
Bye-bye.
All right. Yeah, speaking of hot springs, I understand that was kind of like the Las Vegas before there was a Las Vegas.
Yeah, and what's funny, I did not know that gambling was illegal.
Yeah, and that was, I mean, Phyllis Diller evidently used to go there.
Liberace.
Liberace, yeah. They all would go there, and that's where they would party down.
What happens in Hot Springs stays in Hot Springs.
Well, you know, when I was a freshman at SMU, I was at a fraternity party, and we were all sitting around talking, and I said I was from Hot Springs, and they said, oh, wow, home of all the illegal gambling. I said, no, it's not illegal. And they said, well, sure it is. I said, I played the slot machines at the country club. The nickel slots when I was 6 years old. I'd gather up Coke bottles and get 2 cents for each of them at Kroger and get all these nickels. And I'd sit there in the bar at the country club. And And I'd watch people play. And when they didn't win, they had a lot of nickels in there. I'd go up. I had a system. I'd put 10 nickels in. And if I didn't pay off, then I gave it up. By the time I was 7, I knew there was no percentage in it.
All right. Once again, we're speaking with Dolly Kyle. Please get her book, Hillary, the Other Woman, and get several copies, as many as you can, and spread them around, because it's very pertinent information.
Oh, well, let me say one other thing about that. The books are somewhere between $15 and $20 online, usually with Amazon. The Kindle version is right now at $8.69, but I do want everyone to read it. And if you cannot afford to purchase the Kindle version, contact me through my website, which is dollykyle.com, and tell me that you can't afford it, and give me your address, and I will send you a check so you can buy the book.
How about that?
Wow, what an offer.
That's pretty cool stuff.
It kind of counters the Clintons. Oh, you're only in it for the money, you know,
right,
which they always say. About. But you know what? Every time you hear Hillary or Billy talk about someone like Donald Trump, and they are projecting whatever it is that they say negative about another person, it's psychology 101, pure and simple projection. And Hillary talked about all these women being in it for the money, all the stuff in it for the money. Anybody knows Billy Clinton doesn't hand out money.
He don't pay for it.
Yeah. And you know, I was trying to write a novel because I wanted to be a novelist. I mean, I thought that was kind of okay, but Billy stopped that, and I filed a lawsuit against it, and I bet you no one listening knows anything about that.
You filed a RICO lawsuit.
I did.
Well, and how did that turn out?
Well, Billy filed a motion in district court to say that he shouldn't have to answer that because he was sitting president.
Right.
And district court said, sorry, Bubba, you got to answer. So he took it to the federal appeals court, and the federal appeals court said, ditto, Bubba, got to answer. He took it to the United States Supreme Court, and the Supremes ruled unanimously in my favor that he had to answer. I got a call from Lisa Myers at NBC, that fabulous, wonderful journalist with professionalism and integrity, the one who interviewed Juanita Broderick.
Yeah.
Okay. She wanted to do an interview with me on the courthouse steps. Okay. She calls me the night before. She says, Dolly, we've got to cancel the interview in the morning. I said, why? Is it going to be raining? And she, she says, no, the NBC higher-ups nixed it.
Oh.
So a lawsuit mm-hmm. against a sitting president where a motion goes all the way to the United States Supreme Court
and
is not
won.
News. Yeah, and I won. That's chapter 47 in the book, How to Media Magic, or How to Make a Story Disappear. And that's just one of the stories in it.
Yeah. What do they think about Jesse Jackson?
Oh, you saw that. He calls him the GDN. He calls just the regular ones plain ends. But Jesse Jackson, say McIntosh, any of the famous in-your-face black leaders got the GDN designation from Billy.
What about Hillary?
Well, he said in the way she was talking and the way the troopers talked, I never heard her say it directly. But
you did hear him.
Yeah. And the troopers talked about Hillary and what she said about them. And, you know, the troopers around there were all white guys. But anyway, yeah, they talked about that.
Dolly, when Bill was president, do you think that he is the one that encouraged Hillary to run so he could get back in the White House? Or do you think she encouraged him to run for president?
Neither one of those things happened.
Okay.
Hillary, from day one, as I said, when she met him in 1971, she intended to ride his coattails as far as she could go. Billy knew in high school, way before he ever met Hillary, that he wanted to be president. So it was a fortuitous coming together of a perfect loving couple.
A perfect storm.
A perfect storm, right.
Right. Once again, we're speaking with Dolly Kyle, author of Hillary, the Other Woman, and you can get that book on Amazon. And
oh, and they'll tell you sometimes that it's out of stock, but they're lying.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And the book just came out June the 28th,
mm-hmm.
and it's already a bestseller on Amazon. So it's a great, fantastic book, and please do get some copies of it. And in the book, you talk about the days in Arkansas. Now, something that Roger Stone talks about in his book, and you mentioned the Clinton Chronicles, they talk about the MENA airport.
Mm-hmm.
Anything to all that?
Yes. And pay attention to what you hear about the boys on the tracks.
Okay. Now, let me back up because some people may not know what we're talking about. The MENA airport is a small airport in, what is it, southeastern Arkansas?
Southwest Arkansas.
Southwest.
It's west of Hot Springs toward Oklahoma.
Okay. And it's down toward the Gulf side. And MENA Airport was where cocaine smuggling was done on a, let's just say, a mass scale. Barry Seal, who was a famous drug smuggler back in those days, evidently was tied up in this. He ended up dead later on, murdered. Of course, that's a you know, bad business to be in. You may end up that way anyway. But Dolly just mentioned two kids, I believe it was about 10 and 12 years old, who evidently had stumbled on to one of the operations, and they turned up having been run over by a train. And when evidently an autopsy was conducted, they discovered that the boys were dead before they were put on the tracks. Is that correct?
That is correct. They were they died of gunshot wounds, and I think the mother of one of the boys is now filing lawsuits.
She's still alive.
Yeah. And, well, yeah, and I think she's filing something right now. I heard about it. I don't know what it is.
At this late date, she's doing this?
Yeah, and I'm not sure exactly what she's doing and how she's doing that legally. I was a real estate lawyer. I'm not an expert on litigation.
Roger Stone alleges in his book that not only did the Clintons know about what was going on at MENA, but also the president at the time knew about it, and that would have been George H.W. Bush.
The more I hear about the Bush family, the less happy I am that I voted for them.
Yeah? So you think there may be some truth to that?
I do think there's some truth to that. And which of the Bush just said he was voting for Hillary?
Well, supposedly H.W., yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess, yeah, so.
Oh, that's because that sniveling Jeb is whining and they all have to turn on Hillary because of that, right?
Jeb exclamation point.
What's that?
It's a Jeb exclamation point.
Yeah.
Low energy Jeb.
Low energy Jeb.
He's a disappointment.
I think that.
I'm in Florida.
It.
Hey, Jeb.
Dolly. Hey, Dolly. Tell it like it is.
Dolly, I have a question for you.
Yes, Kathy. And thank you for inviting me to be here.
It's just been a delight. It has. I wish you could stay through the week, but I understand your schedule. But anyway, it sounds like Hillary's a co-conspirator to Billy, obviously. Mm-hmm. But they know where the bodies are buried, obviously, too. If they're, it almost sounds like an organized crime family. And would you say that when the WikiLeaks story comes out next month, the October surprise, is going to be something that's going to really shatter Hillary's chances of becoming president? What do you think it's going to be about?
I don't know what it's going to be about, but I wonder if the sniveling sycophants who are trailing around after her even care. It seems like she can do anything, and it's just fine. And the news today was that one of the IT guys working for Hillary, the day after Trey Gowdy said he wanted those emails.
For the Benghazi hearing.
For the Benghazi hearing, put out a thing online, which, frankly, folks, I've done a lot. Help, help, I don't know how to do this online. And people write and tell you how to do things. And what he was trying to find out was how you delete or scrub or pull away the name of a very important person from the email addresses. And really, what a coincidence that was. Does anybody care?
Well, a number of people do, but a lot of people don't.
I know a bunch of Yellow Dog Democrats in Arkansas, and they won't read my book. They won't talk about it. They don't want to know the truth. Their mind is made up. And you know what's really a disgrace is that Hillary acts like she's done so much for women. She's done nothing for women. I mean, look at her record. Try to come up with something. And you talk about Secretary of State. I mean, we know she destabilized North Africa and the Middle East. Come on, people. That's not an accomplishment. And I love what Carly Fiorina said during one of the debates when Hillary was talking about traveling 900-something thousand miles.
Right, right.
And bless her heart, I loved it. Carly says, I travel a lot, too, and I've always considered it an activity, not an achievement.
You even almost sounded like her just then. All right. Once again, Dolly Kyle, the name of the book is Hillary, the Other Woman, and it's a fascinating read. I encourage you to get copies of the book, and I did say copies, plural, and hand them around. And it's a bargain at the price that they're charging for this thing. And by the way, Dolly's website is dollykyle.com, and she has offered that if you can't afford a Kindle copy of the book at $8.99, you said?
$8.69
today. If you'll contact her at her website, she'll send you a check to cover that $8.69. So she wants this information out, and it is...
And the book itself is not on my website. This is just an easy way to contact
me.
The novels are on the website, fictional books... Set in Mississippi. I never lived in Mississippi.
Yeah, but you did know a guy that was... Okay, yeah. All right. Let's take a break. When we come back, we got one more segment of the show. And yeah, I wish we had a lot more of the show to go. I agree with Kathy. I wish you could stay here all week long. We are the American Adversaries. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the show, folks. Dolly Kyle, Hillary, the Other Woman. Get this book. You will not be sorry. Dolly, if there was one thing that you would want people to take away from your book, what would it be?
Hillary is an other woman. Es una otra mujer. Okay? She hates everyone. She does. And I don't think it's just racial discrimination, although she doesn't like blacks, Hispanics, or Jews, I know for sure. But she hates everyone. And if you look at her and you turn off a video sound and just watch her and see the hate coming out of her eyes. So what I'm talking about is the Hillary that I met in 1974, who only got worse. And no, people, I am not the scorned woman. I dealt with that in Chapter 50. I am not doing this to make money. This week I turned over 6,000 miles in my car, schlepping around from radio station to thing like that and talking about the book, because I'm talking about Hillary, and it is a public service, and I could not in good conscience stay home. I had to do it. So the thing about Hillary is that there is nothing about her that is genuine. Not any tears that she cries, not any righteous indignation, not any statement that she has served women. What has she done for women? Not anyone in her campaign can even tell you. And she has done so much to destroy this country. And I don't think we're going to know the half of the influence of foreign governments. I mean, really, this thing with ISIS, it appears that she really was selling arms.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. WikiLeaks has evidently got some emails that indicate that their overriding policy agenda was to get rid of Bashar al-Assad. And at that time, they were one of the rebel groups that was trying to get rid of Assad. So let's help them out.
Exactly. And the United States does have a long history of doing that sort of thing.
Right.
But I think the Clintons have taken it to an amazing new level. And this thing with the open borders. Oh, go back and look online. One of the speeches that Hillary gave in 2008 when she was running for president, saying that we need to secure our borders and enforce our immigration laws, even if we have to build a wall.
Oh, my God.
She said that. And go listen to Billy's State of the Union speech from 1995. It's Donald Trump.
Right. Yeah, true. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, there have been
these people are so duplicitous. They are just liars. They are hypocrites. I'm trying to think of a nice thing to say. Somebody asked me the other day, well, at least Hillary is ambitious and she works hard. I said, I don't give her credit for that any more than I do a crack addict breaking in my house and stealing something to get his next fix. This woman is addicted to power and money. I'm not going to give her any credit for that. I'm sorry. And she flunked the Washington bar exam. I passed the Texas bar exam. And by the way, I went to law school as a single mom with three kids under the age of eight in a town where I didn't know anyone. Just saying. And Billy was disbarred for 5 years for crimes. And by the way, I filed a criminal contempt action against Billy in Arkansas court, in Susan Weber Wright's court. And she sat on it for 6 months and then dismissed it. And then she turned around and on her own motion did that perjury thing. And
she took the credit for it?
Yeah, and took credit for it.
How do you like that?
I ghost wrote that one.
How about that? And you're going to continue going around and visiting cities and radio stations all over the country between now and the election?
Yeah, and I tell you, there are sacrifices that people make when they go serve their country. And and honestly, I so appreciate our military and our police and firemen and all who do that. But my three-year-old grandson, I called him from Savannah a couple of weeks ago, and he wouldn't talk to me. And he told his mother, he said, I'm not talking to Dolly. She's been gone too long.
He was mad at you.
He's mad. He is mad at me. I got a three-year-old mad at me.
Oh, that boy.
Makes me feel bad. But hopefully, like dogs, children don't really grasp the concept of time very well. And when I get back and
hug him once or twice.
Eat him all up, and then it'll be okay.
It sure will be. Well, what ain't okay is that we're out of time here tonight. But it has sure been a pleasure and privilege to have you in the studio with us.
It's been so much fun. Thank you.
Well, I hope we'll do it again.
Hey, I could stay in Florida all winter. We can do this in December and January, right?
That's right.
We certainly can.
Does anybody want to hear it then?
Indeed. Well, let's hope that by then the focus is going to be on a Donald Trump presidency.
Let's hope.
You can come back and we can all gloat.
That'd be good.
That's right.
That'd be good. Yeah. All right, well, it's been good talking to you, and good luck to you, and Godspeed, and travel safely.
Semper Fi.
Semper Fi.
There you go.
All right, Dolly Kyle, Hillary, the other woman. There it is. Night, everybody.